very sad news from New York this week. Keith Hudson, singer, songwriter and producer, died on Wednesday the 14th of November at 5 a.m. He had lung cancer. The illness was diagnosed 3 months ago and he was taken into hospital to undergo radiation therapy, which he responded very well to. It looked as though they'd caught the cancer in time, but last week he complained of severe stomach pains. He was taken back into hospital in New York, and he passed away at 5 o'clock on Wednesday morning, leaving his wife, Jean Hudson, who is expecting their second child a month from now. He was 38 years old. So tonight on Capital, we pay tribute to Keith Hudson, one of reggae music's great innovators. His music was always original and exciting. His rhythms were full of energy. He began producing at the tender age of 14, and in those early years he concentrated on other artists rather than himself, but in later years he produced rhythms for his own songs as an artist in his own right. And in 1975 he turned the music world upside down with an incredible album called Flesh of My Skin, which in turn was followed by the Torch of Freedom album. Both albums brought him recognition both inside and outside the reggae world, and both albums still stand up as reggae landmarks today. Keith Hudson was a great man, very warm, very friendly, always had a smile. He was musically completely unpredictable because you never knew what sort of rhythms or songs he was going to come up with next. But they were always highly original, loaded with atmosphere, always produced a good and original sound. So as I say, tonight we pay tribute to him and his music, and we start off by going back 5 years to 1979 when he came into Capital to record an interview for Mummy's Weekly. Keith Hudson.
Yes, sir! This happens to be the thing called the Keith Hudson Affair, you know. So you gotta gather around little children and I will play your musical sound of today. Hit me one time and I will tell it to you.
It certainly is the Keith Hudson Affair, and we've got him in transit from New York on Mummy's Weekly tonight.
Hi, Dave.
Keith.
Hi, Barry.
That record by you, Roy, was one of the first ever DJ records that he made. In fact, it was the first, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first ever on phonogram, too.
And you were one of the first producers to realise the full potential of DJ records. What made you think that DJs would work on record?
Well, you see what happened, the DJ, they were taking over the scene, you know, people like to hear toasters over record, you know, and then there was a lot of terrorism going on with the cops, you know, and blues, you know, dancehall thing, you know, so, you know, I think, you know, if I do something like that, then people, you know, could listen to DJ in their homes and phonogram records, you know, and well, I put it to work. That's what I actually did.
Well, let's hear another one of your works right now. Another discovery of yours, Dennis Al Capone.
Give you the privilege to come back and stay. Or any old way, baby, any old way, but not in too old-fashioned way. Hook, line and sinker, hook back, Spanish Amiga, fleet back, Jack.
Well, I think you're feeling somewhat ancient hearing these old records.
I'll tell you something, you know, the funniest thing about this record, you listen to the one that I put you on first, it had a different bass line.
Yeah, I read
from
that
this
somewhere.
One that Dennis Al Capone is on.
And you produced both rhythms?
Yeah, but the difference was that, you know, when I take the two-track record into the studio, I look at the engineer, Sid Buckner, I told him I wanted was to change the bass line. He said, you know, like, this was impossible. You're going to do that on a two-track recording. And I actually had him doing whatever I wanted. And that's what we got out of it, you know.
Well, if we're playing Keith Hudson productions of DJ records, it's impossible to miss out this next one.
Yeah, Lion, you, Zion. What are you doing? I'm on a hook, you know.
I'm on a course, you know.
Right now, with him, who alive?
With him, wild.
Right on. I hear it. But don't you ride like lightning? Man, if you ride like to the little flash like thunder. So going down along the way and on the summer little ways I would pray. Gosh! Cause some are going down the summer little ways I would really bail you. Why, baby?
That goes with that record in relation to the motorbike, is there not?
Yeah, like, you know, the morning we went to the studio to did the song, you know, Biak was to take the bike in the studio, you know, and apparently we didn't want Bible Lee to know what we was doing, you know. So when we really did take the chance, take the bike in the studio, you know, after, you know, when Byron Lee heard what we did, you know, he was very upset, you know, but like, that's the only way we could actually put out the idea we had, you know.
And the idea worked because...
It worked because, you know, that was a brand new creation. That was the first creation for reggae music. I mean, you know, other artists has create other dance, like, you know, I don't even like calling name, but we had other dances that we could remember that was newly created. But it was created in ska, you know, like reggae. I was the first one to create a dance for the reggae.
And the dance came from that
was
record?
Was S90, you know, I did the original vocal, you know.
Which was?
What Will Your Mother Say, you know.
How did you actually become involved in the music, Keith?
Well, like, I start writing, you know, because my first song I write was Old Fashioned Way, which I had, you know, which I had Ken Boot, you know, interested in, you know, so we went to the studio and we recorded that track.
But you did more work as a producer initially, didn't you?
Yeah, I was working on myself at the same time too, but like, you know, I was kind of preserving myself because at the time there was no money, there was only popularity.
Well, you preserved yourself well because in 1975 you broke new ground with what is still one of the finest ever reggae albums, Flesh of My Skin. Keith Hudson, and he's with us on Mummy's Weekly tonight, and we'll be back with him right after this.
Great.
Before that, we heard Flesh of My Skin. Keith, were you aware of the impact that that album was to have on the reggae world?
Yeah, because that was my first album, you know, the album that, you know, I've been preserving so long, you know. I know that was the, you know, first one to make the public aware that I was still around, you know.
Did you record it as an album, or was it done simply as a series of sessions which was eventually put together as an album?
You know what I mean? But, like, we've been taking, you know, the ideas, keeping the good ideas, you know. Well, you could say it that way, you know, like, we had tracks that we, you know, we keep for that special album.
I remember a record of yours from many years ago called In the Rain.
In the Rain.
Did you write that?
No, I didn't write that. That's why I didn't even take much interest in it. I usually, you know, couldn't really get over someone else's ideas. It's kind of difficult, you know, me putting my spirit in someone else.
But the record was very successful, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and
it sold.
Great demand for it.
Yeah, it sold, but, you know, like, I like my own ideas. I think I put over my own ideas better.
I agree. I mean, that's obviously far more creative. Recently, a new version has been done of it by Webby J, but just for pure nostalgia's sake, let's hear your version right now.
I wanna go outside.
dancing. I wanna go outside in the rain. Think I'm gonna cry.
In the rain from Keith Hudson, just a bit of nostalgia there. Keith's slightly screwing his face, but he doesn't like me to play versions of songs that are not written by him, but I have, because it was a good record. Rasta Communication is about to be released on the Green Seas label in this country at long last, because it was on pre-release. How long did it actually take you to do the album, Keith?
Yeah, it took me 3 years. 3 years, to be exact, you know.
Talk to me, I'm your brethren. There's a lot more for us to learn about reggae. This is reggae.
People, Jed and Jed here. Well, the song you just heard from the album Rasta Communication, that was the main track on the album. Well, that track, I was inspired by the story David and Saul, when the music was a comfort to Saul, played by David, wherein the music is not much more no comfort to us. It's, you know, like message now, so we still sending the message, so we want you all communicate with us.